Tuesday, May 18th, is a 19 universal date. And again, we're merging the numbers 9 and 1 for endings and new beginnings. So a major shift is in play again. So the Prince of Heaven number 19 symbolizes the sun, and 18 allows you to focus on health, rest, and healing. So allow the light of healing to enter your day. Take the lead in a loving but firm way. You are exploring how to merge compassion with discipline and directional force. Major shifts are possible today. Your originality seeks to express itself freely and with deep feeling. You may need extra rest because of the number 18. So focus on your health, focus on healing. Any release you address today will help you penetrate new space and create new amazing pathways in your life. In the heavens, Venus sextiles Chiron, and that means your values are entering a spiritualization process. You're very receptive to a higher divine standard, so surrendering to the universe. Your relationships are undergoing a shift towards embracing spiritual values as well. Your response to life is passionate and beautiful. A sacred space is opening in a way you will value for a long time. Venus beautifies everything. Venus puts value on pleasure and connecting to everything that uplifts and brings love into your life. Wednesday, the 19th of May, invokes the Prince of Heaven number 19 and the number 20, which opens up opportunities to help you connect to others and shine your light. You want to feel at peace, listen closely, and manifest. This is the time to implement incredibly original, new, brilliant ideas. Inspiration and originality merge to pave the way for wonderful results. Focus on success through enhanced imagination. Allow yourself to perceive the infinite possibilities available to you that refuel your energy resources. You are filled with determination and inspiration, and the connection of the 20 means that other people will be very important today, connecting to others one-on-one. Venus trines Saturn on this day, and this can bring a more serious energy into the day, but it's really highly productive. So what can happen sometimes is you receive the harvest of past efforts around this time. You reap what you've seeded in periods of your life that may have been more challenging. Any authority figures in your life will take pleasure in your accomplishments. You yearn for more companionship. You want to be valued for who you are at soul level. You or your partner may feel the urge for deeper commitment to the relationship. And any new relationships will not be short-lived, but result in long-term commitment. Saturn is the wise teacher, so the age difference in a mentor-student or romantic relationship may be greater than usual if you meet someone. Business investments are really favored now, as is paying off debt and starting a savings plan. Thursday, May 20th results in a universal date of 12. And again, we have a 1-2-3 code because May is a 10 universal month. It's the 20th, and 12 reduces to 3. So there's a lot of forward momentum today and lots of creative projects that can bring your life back into equilibrium. You want to embrace those. You feel a beautiful sense of joy, joyful commitment. One-on-one connections allow you to communicate with a sweetness infused with playfulness and joy. Balance and serenity allow you to feel secure while you embrace life with a sense of play. So we've got playfulness and we've got this sense of being really in balance. You can mend any conflict with your smile today. Allow compromise to bring peace of mind. So compromise is always important with the number 20 or 2. The moon trines Uranus, so you're inclined towards change and making new plans. Surprises create emotional breakthroughs. Act on your instinct and be open to unusual experiences. This is a fabulous day to attract abundance and manifest financial flow because your imagination is in a flow today. So it will generate abundance if you create something that is practical. You may have some unusual experiences. You yearn for emotional freedom. Heart-centered breakthroughs are greatly favored today. So let your genius express itself. Friday the 21st is a 13 universal date, and 13 is, of course, the number of the Divine Feminine, and 21 signifies truth and joy and signifies our 21st century. And so this combination is highly significant since it is basically a number combination that brings manifestation, brings opportunities, unveils the truth, allows you to play, allows you to transform, to direct energy, to be practical, to ignite your divine feminine. And it's all about joyful implementation, which is really the building block of success and fulfillment when you are joyful, when you implement. Patience and steadiness are combined with an openness and a sense of wanting to explore and express yourself. And these are really the key energies today. So see this day as an opportunity to apply a step-by-step implementation of your imagination. Create boundaries where they're necessary and share your feelings when prompted from the inside to do so, meaning an internal prompt. The sun squares Jupiter, and squares from Jupiter and Venus, those are the two benefics, are usually called to actions in a very positive way. So you feel very healthy, happy, and strong. You really want to focus this positive energy flow in a conscious way. So express yourself with exuberance to reap these rewards of this transit. Your optimism carries you through the day. So do everything in moderation. Focus on one project at a time to make the most of this transit, and be sure you stay focused and disciplined. Guard against overspending. On Saturday, May 22nd, we have the number of the Architect of Peace, 22, merged with the media number, 14. So this is a gorgeous code of peace and freedom. Freedom from restriction creates inner calmness. So you're blending movement and security. Balancing responsibility and risk are your tasks today. Make productive changes in your life because they will last and set you free from following the mundane, expected, well-trodden path. You don't want to take that path. Instead of following the status quo, get your security from taking a leap of faith. Change is integral to inner peace. Mercury squares Neptune, which is in its home sign of Pisces. So when you talk to people today, keep your conversations clear by addressing each thought with complete conscious awareness. You want to guard against getting distracted or pulled into rabbit holes and drama. Try not to go deeply into matters of concern. This aspect can bring some confusion or illusion, making it challenging to get an important point across or to listen to an important point in the way that it was intended. Seek out activities and people that uplift and inspire. Keep it simple today and breathe deeply. Take time today to get clarity because you might feel some confusion. If that's the case, be sure to clear out any important issues. Look within for answers or turn to a good friend for help. You can get powerful spiritual insights today. Your intuition is greatly enhanced. Stay away from mind-altering substances such as alcohol since you are much more sensitive physiologically. Nurture your psychic abilities and your extraordinary imagination. Sunday, the 23rd, is a gorgeous code. 23 is the Royal Star of the Lion number, and today it merges with 15, which is the Spiritual Alchemist. And this creates a truly empowering, freeing, and loving code. That means magic is in the air this Sunday, How beautiful to float freely through life while being nurtured by love. You are connecting heart to heart with your soul family, and this connection brings many new opportunities. So explore the changes present in your life now. Allow freedom to touch every decision you make. Be open to send rays of love in any direction. You are flexible, responsible, and compassionate. This is a wonderful day to explore new opportunities for financial expansion. Abundance and freedom go hand in hand, and this is why you want to always feel your inner independence in order to embrace the abundance of prosperity in your life. Today, Saturn stations retrograde at 13 degrees Aquarius. Over the next few months, your life will feel less restriction and the outlook for the future feels bright. So 13 degrees is the divine feminine number. So your inner awareness, your inner ability to tune into energy and vibration is going to be very much enhanced as you embrace transformation and change as well, because 13 brings those. So, you know, it's trusting in the cycles of life. 13 is connected to the lunation cycles and to Mother Nature. We have 13 weeks in a season. We have 13 lunations in a year. So it governs the natural cycles of growth. So this Saturn retrograding at 13 degrees is going to enhance those growth cycles in a way that allows you to just let go, leave things alone, forgive, move on, and always be present in the now moment. So you have this inner strength over the next months to handle any personal or professional situations that come up. Your instincts are very strong, which means you're able to make important choices about your career as well as your home life and family. Personal growth will really be on a high during this next period of time. Many developments in your career sector will propel your life into a deeper activation of your divine mission. Saturn rules your divine mission. So when Saturn retrogrades in Aquarius, which is very much about forward momentum, there's a sense of becoming very clear about where you're heading and making decisions that impact not just your career, but your general sense of why you're here. And so it is a very exciting time to just take stock and just be real about the things that really matter, right? To strip away the stuff that was just, you know, not that important. The things that we sometimes take on but really actually don't mean much when we look back. So it's a good time to feng shui those out of our life and move on with a renewed sense of fortitude and strength. On Monday, the 24th of May, we have a 16 universal date, and this brings the number of love, family, home, business, abundance. It merges it with your intuition and really listening to the insights, the awakening, the hunches. So you want to take ownership of your spiritual mission. You want to nurture your gifts. You want to nurture yourself. You want to get massages. You want to really make sure that while you are being asked to nurture others, you also take care of your own needs. You have the courage to seek love in every area of your life. Embrace changes. They create an internal awakening. Embrace sudden shifts today as the lightning strike of wisdom opens doors for you to receive divine wisdom. Reflect and go out into nature. You will see love in every plant, every tree, every flower, as nature reminds you of the love of God. Surrender to your inspiration and allow it to nurture you. The moon is quincunx the sun. That's 150 degrees. And that means you are more assertive. It means that action may be required where you may not have acted before. You want to relax into your relationships. You want to release anxiety and tension through deep breathing. You want to adapt and adjust so harmony can be reestablished. Use the heightened energy to gain control over any habits that have held you back. You feel greater compassion as you resolve control issues. Make an effort to listen to both your heart and your mind. Remember, it's the 24th, which governs feeling in your heart, and the date adds up to 16, which is more connected to your mind. So this, in the numerology and the astrology, merges the heart and the mind. Ingenious ideas need to be explored, so listen closely on which direction to take. Get some extra rest, especially if you can get outside wherever you are. If you can, you know, rest by leaning against a tree or lying on the grass or going hiking and finding a rock to meditate on, or wading through a creek. Anything that allows you to feel connected to nature is a wonderful way to gain this extra rest and guard against being emotionally reactive.